all there for free. You get the I kind of want to just keep playing this. This is good. There we go. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for Picnic. We usually do this on Tuesdays, but the new summer lineup has us doing it on Wednesdays. 312-981-7200. Tonight, we give another nickname, a legitimate, authentic, crowdsourced nickname to a member of the 2016 Chicago Cubs. We've got it. So far, we've had a great run. Dexter Fowler, he is free range. Then we went to Kyle Hendricks. He was the calculator. We went to Justin Grimm. He's the Grim Reaper. It's time for the harvest. I think that was the add to that. We also had Javi Baez, who is Babyface. Who am I missing? The two we did last week, which are my favorite. Pedro Strop, which was White Castle, because he's got the best slider in the business. And then Addison Russell, Smooth Criminal. You've been struck by a smooth criminal.
Also have Tommy La Stella.
Tommy Gunn.
Mm-hmm. And Hector Rondon.
Which was Hectoro.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's good, guys. This is good. Esmeralda Leon, she makes the call. She's the judge. She's the judge, the jury, and the executioner.
There are some good choices, though. So I have something good to work with.
Okay. So you need good choices.
Yeah.
Martier is our statistician, our research fellow, who will come up with a really thoughtful nickname.
Well, Pete has laid down a challenge to me tonight.
Okay.
Off the air, Justin, just so you know, sometimes Pete and I talk a little bit. He's down there on the main floor with you in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm up here on 7. And I said, you know, Big Z, I blurted it out when you were talking about the segment.
Good start.
And Pete said, yeah, that's good, Rob, but I've got one tonight.
Ooh.
And I went, oh, really? Ooh. Now do you?
All right.
Okay. Let's and he's back it. On the sugar, too. So.
All right. All right, so 312-981-7200. Text or call in your suggestion for the nickname for second baseman Ben Zobrist. Ben Zobrist. A lot of opportunities with the Z. We already got the Big Z, the Zobe, the wrist. There's something in there. Pete Zimmerman, what do we know before we get your idea? What do we know about Ben Zobrist?
Ben Zobrist is an Illinois native.
Okay.
He grew up in the area. It was Eureka, home of Ronald Reagan, or yeah. Ronald Reagan went to school. He's married to a country singer who just on Sunday sang the national anthem. Okay. He is an outstanding guy for on base percentage.
He gets on base
a lot, and he's having a great year. He's hitting like almost 400 since like the middle of April.
Okay.
He rarely strikes out, although he struck out like four times in a row just recently. But he's a
contact hitter.
Yeah, and a super utility player.
He can play any
second
position,
base, right field are probably his two best positions. Also can play shortstop. They can pretty much find a position for him anywhere.
Okay.
Lives in Nashville.
Mm.
He's a Christian.
Mm.
And he has three kids, I believe, and they have weird names. Like one of them has, like, the middle name is Royal for the Kansas City Royals. He was on the World Series champion.
He's also got a pedigree of playing on playoff teams. He played in Tampa Bay for a couple of years when they were good.
Yep.
He won the World Series last year with Kansas City.
Yep.
Before that, did we determine he was in Oakland?
He played for Oakland. He signed with Oakland prior to last season, and then he played half the season, then got traded to the Royals.
Right. So, okay. All right. So let's why don't we do this? Why don't I pick whatever? I already see some stuff coming in. So why don't we do this? 773. I think it was 773. I'm trying to find it. It's deep in here. Don't mess with the Zobhan. like Zohan. Was that the Adam Sandler movie? Don't mess with the Zohan.
It's too long.
Zohan. So maybe I'm saying Zobhan. No, that's no good. All right. No one's out. You're out.
That was a terrible movie.
Why would you? Exactly.
We don't need to keep bringing it up every time we say his name.
214. I like this one. This is going to rival you, Rob. Ready? Z Biscuit. Because Zobrist had no offers when he first graduated high school, he thought of quitting. The Triple Crown champion racehorse Z Biscuit was the butt of stable jokes when he started out as a two-year-old, but then became a huge star.
So the other horses were making fun of Seabiscuit? Is that it? I mean, do they do that?
They do.
All
they
right.
neigh in a certain way.
Seabiscuit. All right, it's weak, but we'll let it stretch its
312
legs.
312 says Zorilla. It's not bad. Zorilla? You like the big Z up there. I got a ton here. I have a ton.
Yeah, that was my visceral first response, you know, the big Z. It's simple.
All right, ready for these?
Fire away.
These are coming in from Matt Klein, who's a regular here in the Cubs Fan Jam. Tommy, Coley, all these people are sending texts in. The big Ute, because he's a utility player. Zeus, for the Z. That's not bad. Zobris, the Zeus. Zorbo the Great. I don't even know what that. Flex, because he plays so many different positions.
Yeah.
Bionic. Bionic Ben Zobris represents his age and his slash line. Or simply slash, because he's got good stats. Benzo, this is good. Like Mercedes-Benz. Isn't Ben Zobrist?
Yeah. But then, you know, that's doing the hockey thing again. Taser,
yeah.
Caner.
Yeah, right. All right, let's go to some of these. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, what do you like for picnic for Ben Zobrist?
Hey, Zobased.
Zobased. All right. Well, why?
Why not, man? You know, he's always on base. It kind of rhymes. Give it a little, give it a little zing.
There you go. All right, Andrew. Thank you for that. Thank you for Zobase. We'll put that on there. All right. As 312 calls out, Big Z was Carlos Zambrano. That was his nickname, so you can't really go there. 847 says, how about Zenbo? 708 says, Bezo. 630 says, Planet Z. Or how about 262 who says, Cool Hand Zook? There's a lot. I don't know, man. Zoberkill. Okay. All right, let's go to Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Justin.
Okay, so what do we got for Ben Zobrist?
Ben Zobrist is the carpenter.
Okay,
because for two reasons. One is that his wife is a Christian pop star, so we have the Jesus angle.
Okay.
And then he plays a lot of positions, so he has a lot of tools in his toolbox.
He's a five-tool player, right?
Right.
Oh, man, I like that one. Molly, coming through. Thank you, Molly.
But I kind of like Cool Hand Zook, too, though.
I just love, I don't even think Zook is a word, right? So just be, and it's not Zobris, so Cool Hand Zook. All right, well, we'll try it. Thanks, Molly. How about 319 says World War Z? Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Carl. Carl, what do you like for Ben Zobrist?
Yes. Yeah. Cool Hand Zook. You got to be kidding me. How about Obi-Wan Kenobi?
That's good.
Yeah.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi playing up to Star Wars. But what does that have to do with Ben Zobrist? Oh, I guess Ben, right.
Well,
Ben Kenobi, right.
Zobrist? Zobi? No?
No. Yeah. Okay.
Right. I know it's a stretch, guys.
We'll try. Okay. Thanks, Carl. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
he's already out. He's like, oh, I know it's a stretch. I'm sorry I even played. They call him a super utility player, and he's a millennial, so let's call him Sup, as in what's up. Yeah. All right, 312-981-7200. Keep him coming. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Ben Zobrist, he's the target for tonight's picnic. Stay with us.
Is this Ben Zobrist's wife?
It is.
Huh.
He uses this for his walk-up.
Does he really? He does not.
He does.
Well, Frank Thomas used to do that with, he started the practice, and this is a lore. He's credited with the guy who did the walk-up music. And the reason is because, remember, he had his own record label. So he saw it as a way for him to promote the people who are on his record label.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it started. And then I believe he did. He then turned to, I love it when you call me Big Papa, put your hands in the air. That was his big song he did for 10 years or whatever.
Nice. We'll be talking to Big Hurt soon.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I love that guy. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Frank. Frank, what do we like for Ben Zobrist on Picnic?
Hi.
All right.
I got two.
Okay.
Mr. Versatile.
Okay.
Because he gets around, he does a lot of different things. And or Zooty.
Zooty.
Yeah. There was a guy back years ago, a band leader. He was a player. His name was, they called him Zoot Sims. That was his name.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Also, I pick Zooty or Mr. Versatile.
I love it. Thanks, Frank. Thanks for calling in. We'll see if those hold up. Mr. Versatile or Zooty. All right. 312 says, what about Zombie? I don't know if that really plays. There's a lot of Z's that are not that close, but we're getting closer. Zoe Money? That works. How about Brisket? A play in his name and the fact that he can play many positions. Kit. So Brisket. Although I'm not sure what the Bris, Ben Zobrist. Oh, is it? Got it. 708 says Zoot Suit. Zoe Money was Carmen. That's okay. Ben Zorbo the Great. All right, 312 says Zippy. 309 says Z400 for his batting average. Okay. 708 says Zobriety Check. These are getting ridiculous. 630 says, how about the belt? He's a utility player. The belt. Okay. 847 says Z Champ. That's good. Okay, let's go to the phones. They're coming in fast and furious. Ruth, what do you like, Ruth?
Hello?
Hi. What do you like? What do you like? Do you like for a Picnic? Ben Zobrist.
I like Zuber or Zephyr.
Zuber or Zephyr?
Yeah, I like Zephyr a lot. Like a speeding train.
Okay. Okay. All right, I like that. That's a good Z. Thanks, Ruth. Okay. Rich, what do you like, Rich, for Ben Zobrist?
Yeah, hey, the British pronounce Z as a Z, so you could have the big Z.
The big Z. All right, I like that too. Thanks, Rich. Okay, we're getting somewhere. Let's go to Sharon. Sharon, what do we like for Ben Zobrist?
Zooby Doo. Because he does.
Zooby Zooby Doo. I like it. I like that a lot. Thank you, Sharon. Rick, what do we got? Rick, what do you like?
My suggestion is the Zamboni.
The Zamboni. And that's the wrong sport. So you say he freshens up the ice? What's your tagline?
He cleans everything up well.
Oh, he cleans everything up. Okay, that's good. I liked it a lot. All right, Rick, thank you for that. All right, Pete Zimmerman. Rob kind of sort of said you got something. What are you thinking?
My guess was stolen.
By who?
Oh, no.
The Carpenter.
Oh, the Carpenter.
Oh.
I do like that one. That is high on the list here.
And what's the Carpenter connection?
Jesus was a carpenter. Ben Zobrist is a Christian.
Oh.
Plays up his Christian things. And then he's, a utility guy. Wears a lot of belts, has a lot of tools in his pocket. Things of that nature.
Yeah.
Well, Pete challenged me tonight. I do like the Carpenter, I will admit. But you know me. I always like to try to find some sort of connection to the player's past.
All right, I like this.
You heard Pete mention that he's from Eureka, Illinois, mm-hmm. home of Eureka College. Now, Eureka's mascot is the Red Devils. So, Ben, the Red Devil Zobrist.
The Red Devil. I like that.
The Red Devil.
The Red Devil. Esmeralda.
I do like that one. That's really far, though, to connect, but I like it.
The Red Devil. If does he have red hair? He's a blonde. So close. Just dye it for us. You can dye that. Then it all comes together, right? Maybe we can work with his people, get him a new look. Get him a Rick Sutcliffe kind of look. Go with the red devil. There is a history here. The Red Baron. Now he's the Red Devil. Could work. All right, we'll continue after the news. Ben Zobrist is our choice tonight for Picnic. Want to give him an authentic, legitimate crowdsource nickname. Keep him coming. 312-981-7200. Esmeralda will pick after the news. And whoever wins gets pizza. Stay with us. She sounds good. It's so good. I mean, if you're going to be one of the best baseball teams, you have to have pop star, you know, spouses, right? You can't have just regular spouses. You have to have pop star spouses. It's just how it is. Take a look at, like, the Yankees or the Dodgers, like the Golden State, the Miami Heat, you know? Dwayne Wade, he's out there with his Gabriel Union yelling at the refs, you know? All right, 312-981-7200. Ben Zobrist. We're trying to pick a nickname for Mr. Zobrist. We got such great stuff, and I've narrowed it down. Here's one coming in late that I think has actually been brought up by a couple of people now, and I think it might be one that is a contender. This one from 219, Zorro. Zorro the Swinging Swordsman. I kind of like that. Zorro, I can see a Ben Zobrist. I mean, obviously tonight everyone's going with the Z. Zorro. And then you could do a lot with that, you know, because you've got the mask and the hat and the cool signs you can make that are like, Zorro, you know, that kind of thing. And doesn't Zorro save, like, he saves lives? Does Zorro save lives? No? He's a bandit of some sort. Steals bases. He defends the village. He play different positions. I don't know. I'm not sure. On Zorro. All right, I want to keep reading here as we wrap it up here. 815 says Zoke. 214 is really pushing Brisket because he's a premium cut. If Michael Jackson can name his son Blanket, we can name Ben Brisket. So there's that. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to put Brisket in the finals. That's great. Zorilla came back, 262, going back with Zorilla. The Tool Man, 262, likes Tool Man, 5 Tool. Another Zorro. How about, hey, Zooby-Doo? That's what it says here, and that's pretty funny.
I think Zorilla needs to be disqualified because that I think that's an official, like, Joe Madden has called him Zorilla.
Oh, that's out. So yeah, you can't.
This is
legitimate, authentic, mm-hmm, crowdsourced nickname. You can't, right, steal it from the real nicknames. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. I feel good. I feel like I'm going through them right now. Benjamin here. Matt Klein sent a ton here. They're pretty funny. All right. Here we go. The Big Utility, Shake Weight. I don't know why shake weight. Zobra, like a cobra.
That's pretty good.
Zobra. He strikes. Watch out. Don't get too close to the Zobra, or you'll be looking for a vaccine. Or not, they don't call them vaccine, the antidote, right? Sorry. He'll bite you. That is good, you know. The game's on the line. You don't want to get a rise out of the Zobra. I like that one. Zozo Beware. Kind of a Coco Beware from wrestling. Benjamin Franklin. Zobias. Biblical. That's not bad. You know, there's a lot of Christian stuff.
Yeah,
Zobias.
I like that.
The Walking Zed. He also went with a Zobie Wan. All right.
Those are some good
ones.
Those
are good. Tommy and Coley've got Blue Collar Ben, BZ, C-Dub for Country Western.
Ah.
Country Western. Bezo, Class Act, because he's a class act. And I didn't know this. They also told me that he has a fan club at the park, and they're called the Zobros. Of course they are. All right, so I think we got enough, Pete. Here's what, let me just check real quick, see if we got any new ones. Zozo, the Zeppelin reference. Okay. Godzilla, because he tears down all the cities he goes to. And he said, and 773 said, you can't do Zorro. It's already taken. But like, is there a Zorro on the team?
On the Cubs? No.
No.
I don't think so.
No. Hectoro, which that's different. All right. So this is what I got, Pete. The Carpenter, the Red Devil, Zorro, the Zamboni, Benzo, like the Mercedes-Benz, Brisket, and Zobra. I don't know. Could I throw one in? Mine would be, I'd call him Batman. Because Batman's got the utility belt.
Oh,
Zobrist,
yeah,
is a utility player. He always finds a way to get out of the jam because he's got his cool utility belt. Zobrist always getting us out of jams with big hits, clutch hits. He's kind of looks like Christian Bale a little bit. No, not even close. All right, I'm done. That was just a throw-in at the end. Just for entertainment value. All right, so out of those seven, Carpenter, Red Devil, Zorro the Zamboni, Benzo, Brisket, or Zobra, what do we like? 773, just now people are, I like this. People are like, Benzo. They like Benzo.
Yeah.
Benzobris, Benzo, Benz, Mercedes-Benz. That's a cool car. It's a fast car, so smooth.
What was the Brisket? I like saying Brisket.
Brisket because it's Zobrist. Brisket, and that's a real good cut of meat. And he's a good cut. He's got a good cut. Mm. All right, should we get rid of Brisket?
Well, this is not for me to decide, but...
If I were going to cut these down, I mean, there's seven of them. I think you got to get rid of Brisket, and I think you got to get rid of... And I hate to do this to Rob, but the Red Devil. I don't think that's going to stick. That's hard. I mean, that's
so
a hard
mad.
One. I know. He gets so mad. He gets like Steve Gadlin mad. All right. So the Carpenter, Zorro, the Zamboni, Benzo, and Zobra. Ooh. Esmeralda Leon, how you doing?
Good.
All right. You've been listening. This is a tough one. There's not a runaway. I feel like everyone really got caught up in the Z. Like everyone was like, you know what? It's got to be Zo. Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. So. I'm going to read them to you, and you're going to choose. The Carpenter, Zorro, the Zamboni, Benzo, or Zobra?
No, Zobra is what? Because Cobra?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to mess with the Zobra.
I'm liking Zorro or Benzo.
Okay. All right, so let's get rid of the other ones here. So
Zorro I like because it means something.
Yeah, right.
Benzo is just because...
That's his name.
Benzo.
And I guess that's like a nickname for a fast car.
Okay.
Although 630 says Benzo like the torch, Benzomatic, whatever that means.
Okay.
But I was thinking like Mercedes-Benz, but like if I was a Wrigley-filled bro, I'd be like, hey, man, cool Benzo.
Oh.
Right? Oh, my God, you got such a cool Benzo. That's an awesome Benzo. That's an amazing Benzo.
I think I'm going to go with Zorro.
Zorro. I would go with Zorro, too. I think that's a winner. We got a winner.
Really?
Zorro.
He could wear an outfit if he wanted to.
Right. And that gives us a lot of opportunities for signs and for masks. Yeah. And we can wear the little mask to the game.
I'm thinking a Halloween because, you know, they have to dress up. He dresses
and
up
it's
like
October.
Zorro.
Right. Think about, like, there's going to be a Halloween game in the World Series. And everyone dressing up like Zorro, and he comes up. There's some huge play that you can get on national TV that
And
way.
When he wins, he pulls out a sword and he does a Z on everyone's shirts.
Right. Yeah. He does it in the dirt by home plate.
Oh, there you go.
Like when he sets up with his bat. Oh, he does it with his bat. And then he carries his bat around, and he hits the players when he goes around the bases.
Now,
maybe
illegal.
I took it too far.
I don't think they can do that.
That's good.
I don't know much about baseball, but I don't think they can do that.
All right. I like it. Zorro it is. Ben Zobrist is now from this point forward, Zorro. And we want to thank
him up, tell him.
We should, right? Well, there's got to be a way at the end of this segment that we get all the players to say their names. We'll figure it out. Okay, so there were a lot of Zorros. There were probably like three, so I guess we'll just try to give away as many pizzas as we can. No? You don't like it?
No.
It's a little too hanging.
Oh, we'll pick the first person. We'll take the
first person. There we go. Get some pizza. There's a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. Give it up for Ben Zobrist. He is now officially Zorro.